No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On today's show, the SEC is moving to a 9-game conference schedule, baby. We gotta talk about it.
Can you believe it? It's football! I've been watching it for 40 years!
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man, a superb athlete,
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully everybody's having a good Thursday wherever you are. This one's going to be a relatively short podcast because we're just going to talk about one news item. Tomorrow, we will have predictions for the season. I will predict the conference champion for every single conference. I'm going to give you my CFP picks. We're just going to go all out. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be right before week zero. That's the way we like to do these things. But let's dive into the news topic today. Yes, I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon. I thought there might be something come out today, and I was correct. The SEC presidents announced today that they will implement a 9-game conference football schedule beginning in 2026. And what exactly does that mean? Well, so far, they have been playing 8 conference games. The Big Ten said that they would not budge on the potential playoff options, the CFP stuff. They won't go 5 plus 11 unless the SEC decided to move to 9 conference games. Here's what the SEC said. They are reinforcing the SEC's position as the nation's leader in competitive excellence and fan excitement. The decision approved by the SEC's presidents and chancellors following a recommendation by the league's athletics directors was announced by Commissioner Greg Sankey. It says that the SEC will continue with a single standings non-divisional structure. Each school will play 3 annual opponents focused on maintaining many traditional rivalries. Each team's remaining 6 games will rotate among the remaining conference schools, and each team will face every other SEC program at least once every 2 years and every opponent at home and away in 4 years. It says SEC teams are required to schedule at least one additional, quote, high-quality non-conference from the ACC, Big Ten, or Big 12 conferences, or Notre Dame each season. So notice they don't say Power 4 anymore. It says high-quality. It says the SEC will continue to evaluate its policies to ensure the continued scheduling of high-quality non-conference opponents. Again, high-quality, not Power 4. Got to pay attention to some of the wording in some of these things. So the SEC is moving to 9 so that the Big Ten will agree to the 5 plus 11 format, but also because Greg Sankey has always wanted to move to 9, and it also didn't hurt things that a few months ago ESPN decided they would sweeten the pot. I think that's the easiest way to say that, right? They decided they were going to sweeten the pot. They would offer up to $80 million extra per year to the TV contract, so The best way to look at that, if you don't follow the business side of this sport very much, home games, you make a pretty good amount of money because you're going to make concessions and etc. But also, there's a lot that goes into that, right? To host a football game, there are expenses. Security, staffing, concession, all that kind of stuff, right? Well, you remember when neutral sites became such a huge thing? The reason why they became such a huge thing is because these NFL stadiums and these cities and these kickoff classics and all the corporate sponsors, etc., were willing to pay outrageous amounts of money. And I say outrageous, but we're talking like $2.5 million, something like that. So remember, like, Georgia, I think, paid UMass $1.6 million last year or something. Like, some of these non-conference opponents, that's how they fund their athletic department. Because Georgia would have to pay somebody to come to Athens to play them. If you just play a neutral site game, both teams are going to get guarantees. This is what Alabama did forever. You go to a neutral site, whether it's Atlanta or Houston or Charlotte or whatever it might be, New Orleans, whatever, and they give you a boatload of money, and you don't have to pay any expenses. You don't have to pay a non-conference opponent. You don't have to worry with any of that. You just go, play, collect a check. Well, with this, what ESPN has basically done, if it is the $80 million number that was reported, there's 16 teams in the SEC. $80 million would be $5 million per school per season. So you're paying $5 million for a game. So your school, to make $5 million, just has to play one conference game. The math is actually mathing on this. So part of it is about money. Part of it is about, we need to do this to get the Big Ten to do what we want. Now, the question is whether or not the Big Ten is going to do what they want. If the SEC has now moved to 9 games, is the Big Ten still going to throw a little bit of a fit when it comes to not getting AQs in? Not doing a 4+4+2+2+ blah, 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 right? Are they going to keep pushing for more expansion? Or will 5+11 just be it? Will that be the easiest way to go about it? And, I mean, I will admit, I am curious how things will go. But my belief is, right now, that the SEC did this, one, because they can make more money doing it, and two, because they can get what they want, at least what the coaches have told their ADs that and their chancellors that they want, in that 5+11 model, which, if you are not familiar, it is 5 AQs, so the top 5 highest-rated conference champions automatically get into the playoff, and 11 at-larges. So there's no other way to win your way in other than to just be good. There is no play-in tournament. There is no whatever. We'll see exactly what this means.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There is something interesting that came out. Ross Dellinger shared this earlier and said, if the SEC decides to move to a 9-game schedule, ACC leaders have said that they would likely follow suit, a move that puts all 4 power conferences at 9-game league schedules. This may expedite discussions around future CFP formats. Now, one thing that this does do is it takes away another game from a G5 or potentially an FCS opponent that uses that money to basically fund their athletic department. right? These schools, I mentioned it earlier, Georgia against UMass. UMass ended up making $1.6 million, whatever. You know, UMass was independent. Their TV contract is pennies, to put it bluntly, right? Tennessee Tech goes to play at Kentucky. Kentucky pays them over $1 million. Well, Tennessee Tech's athletic department just made their budget for the year. Like, this is how this stuff works. Well, now you have a ninth conference game, and you have a tenth non-conference game that has to be against another high-quality opponent. So now there's only two slots to fill on the schedule. And either it's going to take away the FCS school that everybody likes to play in the SEC, or it's going to take away South Florida, Memphis, a Boise, UNLV. You know, one of these that's a mid-grade non-power league, right? Somebody from the Mountain West, somebody from the AAC, whoever. Toledo. Kentucky might not want to play Toledo because it's a game that you might could potentially lose. You shouldn't lose it, but I think Toledo's got a better chance of beating them than Tennessee Tech. So if you have to play another conference game, you know, who is this really going to hurt with this ninth game? And same thing with the ACC. In the ACC, it's probably going to hurt Coastal Carolina, Old Dominion, you know, a bunch of Sun Belt teams. Teams that are used to getting like two for ones with Virginia Tech or Wake Forest or whoever, where every now and then you can spring an upset. Old Dominion beating Virginia Tech like twice in the past decade, that's probably not going to happen anymore. Because if you're doing nine conference games, what do you need to schedule those kind of games for? There's going to be years where you only get four home games and you got five conference road games. So you're going to try and schedule as many home games as possible. So you're not going to have Virginia going to Coastal Carolina or Louisville going to James Madison or something along those lines. And if that's the case, the leagues that will be hurt the most by this are the Mountain West, the Sun Belt, the AAC, you know, those kind, where there are actual strong cultural programs that can rise up and beat some of the lower rung teams in the SEC and the ACC. North Carolina this year is going to play at Charlotte. They're playing inside Jerry Richardson Stadium, which is a 15,000 seat stadium. Or 16,000, whatever it is. It's tiny. It is minuscule. So, you know, I'm curious. I'm just curious how much it hurts these other schools. Arkansas is going to play at Memphis this year. They're playing against Arkansas State in Little Rock. They're playing Notre Dame. And then they've got an FCS school. Which one of those is going to be knocked off? You are required to play somebody like Notre Dame. You're not required to play Arkansas State. You're not required to play Memphis. See, Sun Belt or AAC. That's what I'm looking at. So it will be interesting to see which direction the CFP stuff goes, because the deadline that has been put on them by ESPN to figure something out if they want to expand this thing is December 1st. Well, we start football in 2 days. And yes, they have worked on stuff in the background during football season before. I mean, hell, when they expanded this thing, it was in the middle of a college football season. So it was, it's just a mess. Why would they do this kind of stuff during the season? You know, get it figured out during the off season of football. Discuss football business when there is no football being played. I think that's the easiest thing to do. But, you know, it is what it is. That's what these people do. People in suits. That's what we're looking at. All right. That is going to wrap things up for this edition. Tomorrow, like I said, we will be going over all kinds of things. If you haven't already, check out TicketSmarter.com. By the way, we're going to have some new partners within the next week, maybe week and a half. But be on the lookout for that. If you have not already subscribed on YouTube, please do that. I would certainly appreciate it. And, of course, the Picks Pod is already out, all that good stuff for Week 0. But tomorrow, my favorite win totals, who I think will win each conference along with the odds, my CFP picks, who I think is going to make the CFP, all that kind of stuff, is coming up on tomorrow's show. So, if you would, so kindly, subscribe, leave a nice 5-star review. We are getting close to 100 reviews. We've been I haven't really pushed that for a while, but you guys would be doing me a huge favor if we can get that up to 100. I think we're at 86 right now. You know, last year we were sitting on like 70-something for a long time, and just I was not that worried about it. But right now, you know, we're close. Let's get to 100. Let's push that thing up. Especially because I'm going to be putting so much stuff into the audio podcast this year. So not as much time behind a screen, a little more time with a headset mic on. That's the way we're going to do it. Follow me online, on X, on whatever your favorite social media is, at GaryWCE. And if you want to reach out to me, you can do it the old school way, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Reminder again, no, I am not on the BetUS College Football Show. Not this season. I went on a personal journey. I'm in way better shape than I was this time last year. I will tell you that. Way better shape than I was in February. I think mentally and physically. We'll say that. So, with that said, tell your friends about the show, all that good stuff. Subscribe. Go to bettingcfb.com. $5 a month, $50 for the year. All of my official plays, all that good stuff, they are all going to be over there. And you can get stuff there before you get it here or on the YouTube. Okay, now, finally, we're getting out of here. I've been trying to wrap this shit up forever. All right, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter, @GaryWCE. And the show is @WinningCures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.